From NPR News, this is Day to Day. Just how far has the housing market plunged? So far that even the seemingly invincible Manhattan real estate market is now suffering. The New York Sun reports some apartments in prime Manhattan neighborhoods are selling for less than their purchase prices. Bob Moon of Public Radio's Marketplace program has been looking into this, and he's here now. Bob, so this is pretty unusual, right, that apartments in Manhattan are selling for less than what they were bought?
Yeah, Madeline, it does happen, but it really is rare in Manhattan. The Sun has turned up several examples of prized real estate in some of the wealthiest neighborhoods in the country, selling at a loss. An apartment that sold for $720,000 in January was recently unloaded for $590,000, and a place that sold for $2.1 million went for $50,000 less than it sold just 3 years ago. We spoke a short time ago to a leading New York City real estate appraiser, Jonathan Miller of the firm Miller Samuel. He says, yes, it can happen even there, and even though just a couple of years ago the market was booming.
One of my pet peeves in characterizing the Manhattan real estate market is this whole concept that it's an island and then it's, you know, like Washington, D.C., insulated from reality. And that's simply not the case. It's just done very well in the last 5 years because of the strength of Wall Street and the weak dollar.
This report today in the New York Sun is based on newly released city records that the newspaper says haven't yet shown up in a lot of sales activity reports that we've seen so far.
But still, Manhattan, New York, it's doing a lot better than places like Southern California, right? Florida.
That's true. The situation, especially in Manhattan, still isn't anywhere near as bad as places that we're seeing a lot of speculation in the housing market. Next to Manhattan, some of the more stable markets have been places like Seattle, Philadelphia, and Charlotte, North Carolina. Those had been top performers in an otherwise weak marketplace. Jonathan Miller points out, while those markets are showing some softening now, other places are suffering a lot more.
In markets where you had rampant speculation, like South Florida, Southern California, Phoenix, Las Vegas, that's where you're seeing the hardest correction. Markets like the New York market, well, specifically Manhattan, probably won't see the volatility in price that you're seeing in other markets, but that doesn't mean that you won't see price declines.
On the other hand, new construction apartments have continued to sell in New York at record high prices.
So, Bob, any sign that the overall market will improve anytime soon?
Not really. Miller thinks it could be another 2 or 3 years maybe before the credit market loosens up. And until that time, he sees a tight housing situation continuing.
Thanks, Bob. That's Bob Moon of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace.